Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Republicans this week are reportedly very happy with House Speaker John Boehner's handling of the budget sequester and his refusal to further negotiate with the White House or Democrats. In other words, he's the man for the job if the job is not doing your job.
There we go. With Saturday Night Live, Seth Meyers having some fun with Congress and their inability to avoid the sequester, which hit on Friday. Not such a bad thing, says 74% of our country. Whether the Democrats say the Republicans lose, or that's the way they all figure, because they're all thinking about themselves instead of you, the people that they're serving. That's how we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, there are a couple of excerpts from late night shows from this past Friday, where Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon joke about the sequester and the exchange between John Boehner and Harry Reid. We'll have that for you in a moment or two. Harry Weed. The sequester is where we get started. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The information comes out of talk television discussions that's used as a lot of the conversational, I guess, flushing. We get an interesting overview, a perspective of all of the issues from what has been developed on the Sunday morning program. So let's get to Fox's Chris Wallace talking to Mitt Romney in a pre-recorded interview about the Republican Party and what Romney thinks the president ought to be doing with regard to our financial situation.
Before we get to current events, what role do you see for yourself? What part do you want to play in the Republican Party? What role do you want to have in the national debate?
Well, I recognize that I lost, so I'm not going to be the leader of the Republican Party. Other people will take that mantle. But I want to have influence on getting our party to a position where we can be successful in solving the problems the country has.
You must know that there are a lot of people in the party who still blame you for losing the race they think that the Republicans could have won in 2012. To a certain degree, when you hear about the rebranding, aren't people saying they want to distance the party from you?
Well, I recognize that as the guy who lost the election, I'm not in a position to tell everybody else how to win, all right? They're not going to listen, and I don't have the credibility to do that anyway, but I still care, and I still believe that there are principles that we need to stand for. You know, look at what's happening right now. I wish I were there. It kills me not to be there, not to be in the White House doing what needs to be done. The president is the leader of the nation. The president brings people together, does the deals, does the trades, knocks the heads together. The president leads. And I don't see that kind of leadership happening
right now.
What is
this president doing?
Well, he's campaigning. He's the only one that can say to his own party, look, you guys, I need you on this, and get some Republicans aside and say, pull them off one by one. We don't have to have these gridlock settings, one after the other, on issue after issue. And it's going to take real leadership and people in both parties willing to put aside political victories and start fighting for national victories.
So let me ask you specifically, how do you think the president has handled the sequester, the $85 billion in automatic spending cuts?
Well, no one can think that that's been a success for the president. He didn't think the sequester would happen. It is happening. To date, what we've seen is the president out campaigning to the American people, doing rallies around the country, flying around the country, and berating Republicans and blaming and pointing. Now, what does that do? That causes the Republicans to retrench and to put up a wall and to fight back. It's a very natural human emotion. You know, when I was elected governor of my state, I had a legislature 87% Democrat. It was not lost on me that to get anything done, I couldn't be attacking them. I had to find ways to reach out to them. The president has the opportunity to lead the nation and to bring Republicans and Democrats together. It's a job he's got to do, and it's a job only the president can do.
Jeez, why didn't he get it? How many of you, after listening to that, think to yourself, How come that guy's not president? He didn't run a good campaign. He had a lot of people, like Barack Obama does, in fact, a lot of people around him that aren't sage advisors. They're too hardened as political operatives, and people that are not in touch with the system don't do things that actually are in your best interest. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. House Speaker Boehner coming up in a few minutes as part of Meet the Press. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The sequester and how to resolve those problems, where we get started here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The late night laughs that are created by this whole drama are not lost on Jay Leno or Jimmy Fallon.
As you know, Congress did not reach an agreement. And Congressman Maxine Waters said today that 170 million jobs could be lost because of it. You know. Now, there are only 155 million workers in America, yet she says we'll lose 170 million jobs. Begin to understand why we're in this situation in the first place now. It's starting to become clear why everything quite was. Yeah, exactly. I tell you, the cuts. The cuts have already begun. Just yesterday, the Pope got laid off. Didn't he remember that? Sorry, pal, you're out of here.
The $85 billion in spending cuts, known as the sequester, took effect tonight. But Congress is still working around the clock to make sure the cuts don't get out of hand. But with so much at stake, it's actually gotten pretty heated between Speaker of the House John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It's very heated. Take a look. This week, John Boehner said we should not have to move a third bill before the Senate gets off their ass and begins to do something.
Ooh.
Oh, no,
pretty intense. Well, in response, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid tried to take the high road and said, I think John Boehner should understand who is sitting on their posterior. We're doing our best here to pass something. Well, Boehner responded to that by saying, oh, is someone afraid of saying a bad word? Are you going to get in a little trouble with your widow mommy? To which Reid replied, no, because I've been spending too much time with your mommy.
Oh. Oh.
To which Boehner replied, great, now I'm crying. And then Reid said, yeah, what's new? Come on, John, don't cry. I was just kidding. To which Boehner replied, I know, I'm just so stressed out. I mean, this whole sequester thing is just so hard. To which Reid replied, yeah, that's what your mom said. Peace, loser.
It is getting pretty silly. The drama is crazy. 888-302-3684. Now to the only place that John Boehner showed up yesterday, Meet the Press, talking here to David Gregory about his meeting with the president on Friday.
Take me inside the room. What happened?
Well, a very nice, polite discussion. But I had asked the president and Senator Reid to come with a plan to replace the sequester. You know, listen, we've known about this for 16 months. And yet, even today, there's no plan from Senate Democrats or the White House to replace the sequester. And over the last 10 months, House Republicans have acted twice to replace the sequester. There are smarter ways to cut spending than these automatic
Speaker,
across the board.
That's just not true. They've made it very clear, as the president just did, that he has a plan that he's put forward that involves entitlement cuts, that involves spending cuts, that you've made a choice, as have Republicans, to leave tax loopholes in place, and you'd rather have those and live with all these
arbitrary
cuts.
David, that's just nonsense. If he had a plan, why wouldn't Senate Democrats go ahead and pass it? The House has acted twice over the last 10 months to replace the sequester. If we're going to, the president got his tax hikes on January the 1st. If we're going to get rid of loopholes, let's lower rates and make the tax code fair for all Americans.
But let's just talk about that for a second, because this can get complicated, but it's an important point. If most Republican economists believe that tax loopholes is actually tax spending, it's actually spending in the tax code.
That's correct.
All right, so if you like defense spending, and that's going to be cut arbitrarily, you agree that this is stealth spending in the tax code, why not give on this? Why not allow some revenues to come from tax reform? You protect defense spending, and you unlock the key to getting the kind of entitlement cuts the president says he would give you if he would just give revenues on tax reform.
Listen, I've worked with the president for 2 years to try to come to an agreement. Unfortunately, we've not been able to do so.
Right, but why are you opposed to that formulation? Because you were for tax reform a couple of months ago.
I want tax reform. Republicans want tax reform. We want to bring rates down for all Americans so that we've got a fairer tax code. But to arbitrarily pull out a couple of tax expenditures and to say, well, we ought to use that to get rid of the sequester. Listen, every American knows Washington has a spending problem. Every American in these tough economic times has to find a way to balance their budget. They've got to make choices. And they expect Washington to live within its means and to make choices as well. We know that we've got a structural deficit. The president's run up $5 trillion worth of debt in the last 5 years. We have another $1 trillion budget deficit this year. It's time for the president and Senate Democrats to get serious about the long-term spending problem that we have.
Do we have a long-term spending problem? I'd sure say yes. I've never been that impressed with Boehner, frankly, but I thought it was good there. David Gregory is an advocate. You hear that, and the response, the visceral response that Boehner has to the suggestion that David Gregory made about who's done what with the bills. That's not true. I think that was appropriate. And the drama continues, though. Does Washington have a spending problem? That's the question probably on the top of most people's minds, and most people say, yes, they do. 21 past the hour, the countdown continues with a focus on the sequester.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the drama continues. How do you deal with drama? Do you stop it? No, you just don't join it. Something that I've been thinking a lot about in the last couple days, 24 to 48 hours. The drama stuff is something that's created by people, again, who are more interested in themselves than you here. What about drama in your own life? The judgments that you make and the judgments that create a fire. There is a lot of harshness here, a lot of created drama, a lot of things that exist only because the essence of what goes on is between people who don't have a core. I think that's, I don't mean to be, somebody says, wow, man, that's deep. Well, it is how I feel. I think this thing has gotten way too much attention, but we give these sorts of dysfunctions way too much attention in terms of our own lives. What do you do with drama? Something to think about. As we listen to radio host Steve Corbett talking to Congressman Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania, they talk about the blame game and Congress trying to get to a solution rather than pointing fingers. Again, let's dump the drama.
Where will we go from here?
For me, the most alarming piece of the sequestration is that nothing is happening. Speaker John Boehner has control of the calendar in the House of Representatives, and he's busy playing the blame game, coming up with posters that say things like Obama Quester to try to make sure everybody blames the president. To me, I think there's plenty of blame to go around, and the more important question is, what do we do going forward? Because it isn't just the Bureau of Prisons, it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. People who work in meat packing plants are effectively sequestered because and furloughed because the USDA meat inspector isn't available to come into the plant. They can't move product. There's a sense that only a tiny percent of the population is affected by the sequester. It's not. There's a lot. There's a ripple effect that goes way through, and that's before we ever even get to the subject of Toby Anna. Toby Anna is facing massive furloughs. You're talking about lots and lots of people. We don't exactly know how many yet, because right now the bargaining unit, it's also the AFGE, is talking to administration at Toby Hanna about how the sequester cuts are going to be shaped, how the furloughs are going to look at the Army Depot. But what we're talking about are furlough notices going to families. John Boehner and the other leadership in Congress, you know, they see this as a soft deadline, but because the furloughs, nobody's actually going to be cut in pay for another 30 days after the furlough notices. So in the case of Toby Hanna, we're talking about toward the mid or latter part of April before somebody actually has time off without pay. But to me, that's a travesty, because you're talking about actual families getting letters in the mail telling them they're going to have 20% pay cuts. In some cases, you're going to have pink slips, and it's cold comfort for them to hear politicians say, "Oh, we'll work something out toward the end of March. It probably won't happen. Don't get too excited about it." Well, these are real families that have, they have to put food on the dinner table for children. They have to plan for saving for college. They have to pay the mortgage. They have to fix the car and keep gas in it. These are real people with real budgets to work out, and to say that, well, this might not happen, that doesn't cut it.
Boehner says every American in these tough economic times has to find a way to balance their budget. We have to do the same thing. That's not a hard thing to argue with. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention mesothelioma patients. If you or a loved one were exposed to asbestos years ago, this may be the cause of your mesothelioma lung cancer. Billions of dollars have been set aside to compensate mesothelioma sufferers, and you may be entitled to a tax-free share of that money, even if you're simply a family member. Make a free call to 800-764-3000 right now to learn more. Ask for your free mesothelioma information kit. Compensation to pay for medical bills and treatments may be available. Many mesothelioma patients were exposed to asbestos and didn't even know it. Secondhand asbestos exposure can also cause this mesothelioma cancer. Your asbestos exposure history needs to be investigated, and the first step is a free consultation. Don't wait. Call now. 800-764-3000. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, find out about your legal rights and possible financial compensation. Mesothelioma cancer patients get help now. The call and the information are free. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Back to the second half hour of today's Talk Radio Review. Our focus on the sequester, what Boehner is saying, what the Democrats are saying. A lot of people having some fun at the expense of you and me. Why is there so much drama in Washington? Why do you have drama in your life? And if you do, are you trying to clear it out of your lives? And if that's the case, then why can't we get these people to resolve a problem that is all of ours? What is the deal here? Here is Talk Host Don Russell with political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts. They talk about how much the average person knows about or even cares about what's going on in terms of the fiscal cuts.
The sequestration, which, the euphemism for all this, using that word, I think is pretty interesting in the first place, but nobody ever thought it would, well, let me rephrase it. Not very many people thought it would come to this except those who are foisting this on us. What's your opinion of all this?
Well, what was interesting, I don't know the numbers about how many people knew about the fiscal cliff. I would say it was, well over 60%. And they've shown, one of the polls I saw on television, and I don't know exactly who did it, said that, around 40 haven't heard enough, around 20 don't know anything, and about, 20% know about it and are afraid of it. So that's telling. It just doesn't have the ring that the fiscal cliff does.
No, it really doesn't. And I've said this before, when you get to the point where you have to market a disaster by using the right phraseology, you're in real trouble. So this grand bargain and all this, apparently it's come very close, but nobody's willing to, and I hate to use this phrase, pull the trigger.
And that's the phrase everyone is using, which is equally as dramatic, but it just hasn't, as fiscal cliff, but it hasn't seem to call, you know, catch on.
When do you think it'll catch on, when people find out that they're circling the airport for 2 or 3 days?
Well, what I think is interesting, it used to be, you know, there were budget cuts and the president or Congress would always pull out Sesame Street. That's not, I guess, even that's not a good comparison now. And they're talking about no police, firefighters, and especially airport delays. That must be what people dread the most.
That
is the key.
I was thinking exactly the same thing. The examples that they're hauling out are things that really directly affect people. Like, if you've ever, and most of us who have flown have been delayed in the airport for one reason or another, and it is exasperating. So if they can make us feel or potentially feel the pain of all this, then hopefully they get a deal done.
Well, and I remember earlier for the fiscal cliff that Obama was taking his case to the people, and I thought, man, this may not be the solution. I think a little bit wrong, and I think we'll see now what happens when it goes to the public. People still disapprove of Congress. There's still higher approval rating, over 50% of Obama. I think this blame game, it may backfire. What is the next step? Fiscal cliff, sequestration, shutdown? I mean, I'm not very optimistic about the grand bargain.
888-553-7536. I'm doing some more reading on this as we're on the air with this discussion. The president calling senators over the weekend, seeking to compromise to end these spending cuts that are now taking effect. Interesting to listen to this last conversation, especially those who are subjected to all these fear games. This is why the public is so fed up with this. And again, I'm using the word drama, my favorite word today. It's been falsely created, these phonies with their threats and airport delays, especially that kind of stuff. You can't cut 2% out without cutting people. You can't cut out. You can't see things. You know that air traffic controllers and people who are involved in all of these aspects of government go all year long to various and sundry meetings, and they have these big conventions. And right there, there's probably enough space. And plus, the other, there's not, I'm not suggesting is waste, but there's so much waste. We all know it. You all see it. You all sense it. And so what, like Joe Biden flies his plane home, a 5-minute trip instead of maybe taking a motorcade, or so, now he's riding the train a little bit. But those are the sorts of things. They make a big deal out of it, like it was some kind of a big sacrifice. Good God, man. How many people have sacrificed by losing their homes or have lost their jobs, lost all their savings, all their retirement, all of that stuff? And these boobs continue to insult you with some of the stuff that ought to have taken place long before now. If they really cared, 888-302-3684, more food for thought as we listen to a radio host named Rosemary Tuohy. Here she talks to Charlie Matheson from Politico.com about what may be ahead, given the fact this stuff has gone into effect, reminding you that the folks at Politico.com are to the left of center.
The $85 billion across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester have gone into effect, but that's not all. Get ready for the next crisis coming around the bend. How Congress can avert a potentially calamitous government shutdown the 27th of March. The stopgap continuing resolution, or CR, set to expire then. A fiscal cliff, sequestration, now the dreaded CR. This is beginning to feel like the sky is falling. What will the expiration of the CR mean?
I think what it means is its attention shifts there as the next milestone. And as you know, as we've lurched from one act to the next in our ongoing fiscal soap opera, the next big date that came after was essentially the March 27th expiration of government funding, which is the CR that you mentioned. And that was viewed by many as a possible vehicle for replacing what are somewhat indiscriminate cuts from the sequester. And there was some thought about tweaking it in that forum. So focus has now shifted towards that date as the next big moment in our ongoing drama here.
Talk about ongoing drama. Politico reports leaders in both parties seem determined not to use any extension of the CR to change things. I mean, talk about a dysfunctional family, right?
Right. It is the most dysfunctional family imaginable when you think about the way the negotiations have proceeding. But on Friday, at least, case, we began to see a little bit of daylight, or we began to understand how things will unfold on March 27th a little better, because the White House decided and said it would remove the threat of a government shutdown in late March, in large part because they were fearful that if there was a government shutdown, it would have a tremendous impact and derail their legislative agenda for the second term. So, you know, that clears it up a little bit, but still doesn't clear up everything in terms of how government funding is going to be settled when the CR expires in late March.
And we're already, of course, seeing the effects of sequestration. Long-term unemployed is seeing a cut in federal jobless benefits, tens of thousands of federal workers facing furloughs. I mean, it almost feels like the government is slowly, as Politico said, like a giant aircraft carrier turning slowly in the ocean, everybody beginning to feel the ill effects of all of this stuff.
Hasn't even started. I mean, keep in mind, we're still in the beginning stages of feeling the pain. Right now, it's really more of a mist of pain being sprayed across the nation. I think as we go forward, we're going to begin feeling it in a much more obvious way, and it's going to be a lot more painful, and certainly that's going to affect the talks and the perception on Capitol Hill of how it's settling across the nation.
888-302-3684 on the countdown. All right, part of this whole drama has been a claim by the author and investigative reporter Bob Woodward that he was threatened by the White House. So he was on a couple of the Sunday morning programs. Again, we get a lot of our fodder for conversation from those conversations during the day on Monday on the News Talk Radio programs around the country, the national ones and the local ones. Here, Candy Crowley talks to White House advisor Gene Sperling about claims from Woodward that he, Woodward, was threatened.
The fracas with Bob Woodward. Have you spoken to him since this all came up?
You know, Bob and I have known each other for 20 years, and we've always had a friendly and respectful relationship. Anybody who looks at the emails that went from me and that came back from him can see that there's respect and friendliness. And, you know,
he didn't feel that, though.
Well, you know, I can't explain that entirely, but I'll say the following. I think he's a legend. I hope that him and I can put this behind us, and I hope that it helps all of us focus on, I think, the issues Bob and I care most about, which is how we come to the type of budget agreement that will help our economy, help jobs, help middle-class Americans.
Assuming you still disagree with him on the president moving the goalposts in terms of sequestration.
Absolutely.
Have you spoken to him in the last couple of days?
No, I hope to, but, you know, again, this is a disagreement. It's a substantive disagreement, and as we've said often, I think everybody who was part of that conflict or negotiation in 2011 knows that we put the sequester in place to force both sides to come back to the type of grand bargain that Bull Simpson have called for, that most budget experts call for, that recognize it's not cutting defense and domestic spending like education and research we need. What we need is a compromise.
A compromise, eh? 888-302-3684. I thought it was interesting, more than anything else in that last minute and 30 seconds, was Mr. Sperling, who is a very, very highly placed advisor to President Obama, using him and I in a sentence. Him and I is about as bad a lurch into grammatic dismay as I felt. Here's the senior advisor who doesn't know the damned English language. Him and I? It's a subjective position in the sentence. He and I is the correct English. He says him and I as if it was the object of the verb. If he turned the sentence around, I mean, if that's as well as these guys can do speaking English, I know. Hey, all right, so I think I made my point. Let's move over to Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation, who actually had Woodward on the program to talk about this back and forth that Sperling just made reference to in the Candy Crowley interview.
You've been in a scrap or two with various White Houses over the years, starting with the Nixon White House, but you took note when a White House official, Gene Sperling, it turned out to be, told you would regret
Right, staking out this position.
And you took that as sort of a veiled threat.
No, what happened, two very good reporters from Politico came to me, and they'd written a very thoughtful piece about bullying from the White House of other reporters and people and kind of a message management that they thought was extreme. And I cited the Sperling email as an example of not the way to operate. I never said it was threatening, or I just said, you know, this just won't work, and it won't work.
But basically what you said was, look, I'm a grown person. I've been around a long time. These things don't bother me, but you kind of worry that maybe more inexperienced reporters might be intimidated.
Look, like all White Houses, they don't like to be challenged. I've spent months on this book, and there's a part of the reporting that's not in the book that I did a column a week ago for the Post and showed that the White House really came up with the idea of this sequester. It's an awful word, automatic spending cuts, and they didn't like that. And I had a back and forth with Gene Sperling. Now today, this morning, I understand he said, you know,
what he said was, I hope we can put this behind us.
And the answer is yes. He's a peacemaker. I am in the business of listening, and I'm going to invite him over to my house if he'll come, and hopefully he'll bring others from the White House or maybe the president himself, and we can, you know, this is talking really works.
Yes, it does. That's very insightful. That's great. Bullying of reporters, something else these guys are specializing in. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals could continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The healthy level of discussion now switches to your calls on the sequester. We've heard from a lot of political analysts, a lot of talk show hosts, a lot of people on TV and interviews, so now it's your time. Your turn, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's have it in just a matter of moments. That will be the case here on the Countdown.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hubba, hubba! Let's look on this big agreement. You know, look at some of the senators and congressmen, their thoughts and interviews with the local constituents over the weekend. Have you talked or heard or seen or care about talking to a congressman or a senator about all of this? 888-302-3684. Robert, we start with you in Florida on the necessity of having this reality.
I think it's a beginning. This is only a beginning of what needs to be done, and it's about time our elected officials do something about the spending. Start the cutting. If people want to spend money for things that are not necessary, the money has to come from someplace. Start cutting someplace else. And unfortunately, the sequestration might not be the best way to cut. However, if they don't want to do anything else, it has to start someplace.
Yep, and it starts here and it starts now. Good, that's perceptive, thank you. I don't say perceptive just because you agree with me. Or I agree with you. I just think that it's time everybody starts to look at the realities of the drunken spending and spenders who are there. Remember that song, Hey Big Spender? Spend a little on me. Jennifer in New York has lots of reasons why she thinks Congress doesn't know what they're doing.
I just want to read a few facts. $1.6 billion new tax loopholes for Hollywood. $11 million the Justice Department spent on those awful private jets. Federal workers doing union work while the taxpayers are paying them. $12 billion more going to be wasted on green energy. $2.2 billion for iPhones. And they just released 2,000 criminal aliens, illegal aliens, back into the system. Now, there's definitely something wrong here.
All right, well, I'm not sure you got all your facts right, but, yeah, you bring around some good focus on some of those points. The idea here is that a lot of money is spent on things it doesn't need to be spent on. And you can say, well, who are we to figure that out? That's what their job is. Hello? Government waste. There's a pig book around. Check it out. Just Google pig book if you want to see how things are wasted. Here's Mark in Pennsylvania on the spending problem.
I wouldn't describe it as a disaster. And the reason I'm saying that is that all these people out there are saying we have a spending problem. Here are some facts. Largest multinational corps in this country in recent years have made $205 billion and have paid not one dime of income tax, including Facebook, which just made about $1.5 billion and got a $500 million tax refund. Governor Romney, the Republican standard bearer, made $42 million 2010, 2011, and paid an effective tax rate of 10%. My wife is a federal employee. We're both working people. I did my tax return last year, you know, for this April 15th. My wife and I's effective tax rate is middle class people, including payroll taxes, is 35%, which means my effective tax rate is 25% more than Governor Romney. Now, people, we have a spending problem. We have a huge revenue problem. Let's get the facts out here. Let's close tax loopholes that allow Facebook and GE and Verizon and all these corporations not to pay any income taxes and get refunds.
Well, I don't know that they didn't pay any income taxes, and you're right about getting things prioritized and in the right space. There is so much waste, though, sir, you're avoiding that discussion. Don't need more taxes, need to cut the waste. Here's Jessica in Louisiana with another example of the president being a bully.
What this sequester is a bunch of bullying. That's what I believe it is our president bullying other people, and I don't like that. I want to see accountability. The military needs to be cut, but so does entitlement programs, and what's not cut in this entitlement, in this sequester, is entitlements, but the military already got a cut, the rich got a cut. I want to be rich one day. I'm not rich, but the thought of winning, like, $10 million on a lotto scares the crap out of me. You'd never get half of it, but it's not a crime. In Louisiana, our own governors got paid for Obamacare, and I'm good for health care. I'm not good for bullying and letting people get away with not working and not doing something. And this sequester is confusing because it's already hitting. All these cuts hit a while back. When are we going to work on some new stuff?
New stuff. Well, probably that'll be tomorrow, because we're out of time today. But a very informative hour. Thanks for all your participation in this review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.